With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The U.S. would exclude electronics like smartphones and laptops from President Trump's reciprocal tariffs. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The announcement from the Trump administration could help keep the prices down for popular consumer electronics that aren't usually made in the U.S. Excluding those items would also benefit big tech companies like Apple and Samsung. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said items like smartphones, laptops, machines used to make semiconductors, and flat panel monitors would be exempt from the higher taxes. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Iran and the U.S. will hold more negotiations this coming week over Tehran's rapidly advancing nuclear program. Iranian State TV reports that yesterday, U.S. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi spoke briefly in the presence of the Omani foreign minister. Republicans are investigating alleged collusion amongst Ivy League schools designed to raise tuition rates and limit financial aid to students. Correspondent Bob Agnew.
Republicans in the House and Senate have sent a letter to the presidents of eight prominent schools, raising concerns about alleged price fixing. Earlier this year, a lawsuit was filed against Georgetown and 14 other prominent colleges for allegedly colluding on tuition prices and using a shared method of determining a student's financial aid needs. It's alleged that method may have led to higher tuition prices and favored the admission of students that would be the most financially profitable for the colleges. Bob Agnew reporting.
This is Palm Sunday, 2.4 billion Christians around the world, marking Christ's arrival in Jerusalem prior to his crucifixion and resurrection. Palm Sunday, of course, kicks off Holy Week. There'll be Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and a week from today, Easter Sunday. This is SRN News. A federal judge has denied a motion to stop the National Endowment for the Arts from barring funds to artists whose projects promote gender ideology, saying that the agency no longer does that. Four arts groups sued the NEA last month seeking a preliminary injunction over what they said were violations of the First Amendment. The requirements were initially added to grant application forms following an executive order from President Trump. But Judge William Smith points out the NEA rescinded the gender ideology ban about a week after the lawsuit was filed. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is warning the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities is reaching crisis levels in India. A new report by the commission finds that, quote, vigilante violence, targeted and arbitrary killings, and demolition of property and places of worship are spreading widely. The commission blames harsh rhetoric by Hindu nationalist leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Religious freedom advocates want the U.S. to designate India as a country of particular concern. This is SRN News. The Texas Senate approves a plan to create a Homeland Security Division inside the state's Department of Public Safety.
It would focus on immigration enforcement, organized crime, and protecting the state's infrastructure. If passed into law, Senate Bill 36 would make Texas immigration enforcement efforts a permanent part of the state's criminal justice system. Measure now goes to the House. Bill sponsor Tan Parker says the intent is to centralize the Department of Public Safety's functions into one division that will streamline intelligence. Jason Walker reporting.
Rory McIlroy is one round away from a green jacket and a career grand slam in golf. He got off to the greatest start in Masters history with six straight threes on his card yesterday. Had another eagle late in the round for a 66. That gives him a two-stroke lead over Bryson DeChambeau. This is SRN News.